Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network. Today, I'm in Northern California's Muttville, surrounded by nearly a dozen dogs ranging in age from 7 to 17. And yep, that's 17 in human years. Part sanctuary, part adoption agency, Muttville is a place where old dogs go to, well, live. Sherry Franklin is Muttville's founder and primary caretaker. She lives on the premises with dog beds of varying sizes lining the floors and kitchen drawers full of medications for arthritis and incontinence. The energy in the place, however, is anything but feeble. With dogs in their golden years prancing about like young pups, Franklin shares a typical story. It's the story of Sailor, an elderly chihuahua who was dumped in an overnight drop box at a shelter in Oakland, and from there was taken in at Muttville.
I got a phone call from low-income senior housing that a couple of their disabled vets were looking for small dogs. And I took a couple small dogs, including Sailor, over to the senior housing. And these two burly, tattooed guys came to me in wheelchairs, both of them in wheelchairs. And I had Sailor with me. And I also had a little poodle named Duchess, a little white toy poodle named Duchess. And these two men, and I brought other dogs too, but these two men scooped up those two dogs. They now live in the senior housing, and Joe calls me about every 3 weeks to give me an update of Sailor. He goes everywhere with him.
Franklin is full of stories about how senior dogs have changed the lives of those that adopt them. She tells me about her Seniors for Seniors program and the 80-year-old who reported going off of her antidepressants after a few months with her new charge. I can't help but wonder, though, do younger people want these dogs? Why would someone sign up for imminent heartbreak knowing these 9 or 10 or 12-year-old adoptees don't have a lifetime ahead of them?
Well, some people aren't cut out to have senior dogs, but many people who ask, how do you do this? How do you take in the senior dogs? I feel like I'll be so sad if I lose them. And I say to them, if you're attracted to this dog and you want to give this dog a happy, loving home for 3 months, 2 years, sometimes it turns into 5 years or longer, you're doing a service for this animal. And if you go into it knowing that you are giving this dog love all the way to the end. And some of these dogs have come from backyard breeders. Some of them have not come from great places. And these dogs are so grateful. And you know that you're doing this not only for yourself because you'll enjoy their company, but also you're doing it for them. It changes a lot of people's outlook.
Maybe the key to Muttville's success is that Franklin seems to concentrate on what could happen, what's possible for the dogs in her care. She tells me about the 17-year-old who still runs on the beach. No one expects a dog to live that long, let alone take off down the coast, howling with joy. But Franklin's become accustomed to the unexpected. Like when an old, hardened war veteran falls in love with an elderly chihuahua.
The other day I was driving by down that street, and it was foggy and cold out, and I saw this wheelchair. And as I stopped at the stoplight, I noticed that it was Joseph. And he had Sailor in his coat with just his little head peeking out, and they were going across the street to the park together. And Joseph, who, you know, seemed like this big, burly, kind of mean guy, had a big old grin on his face when he waved at me, and it was just the sweetest thing. It's changed both their lives.
Most of all, Muttville seems to have changed Franklin's life. She hasn't had a day off since she founded the organization, and most weeks she works at least 60 hours. But if she's exhausted or drained, it doesn't show. I ask her how she manages to stay so upbeat and so full of life in the face of constant illness, grief, and loss.
Even if they only had a small time left to live, to get them out of the shelter and give them love, a warm bed, great food, and lots of walks or whatever they needed so that they would know that before they died. And so when a dog dies, it's not necessarily I don't necessarily cry out of sadness because I know that at the end they had everything wonderful.
I'm Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network.